Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the SEC Unfiltered platform. We're back tonight. My first time doing one of these reactions, but Alabama officially gets it done there. Alabama getting the 109-96 win over Charleston. Alabama, the 4 seed, advance into against the 13 seed. Alabama will advance to take on the winner of St. Mary's in the Grand Canyon game. That's will probably finish well after midnight here on the East Coast. But with that being said, I'll say this. I never understood people who picked Charleston as matchup. This was their Alabama light. Alabama likes to run up and get down, run up into the floor, get down the floor, shoot threes, get to the rim. Charleston likes to do that too. You thought early Charleston was passed the ball well, a lot of more movement, and then the game settled in, and Alabama kind of took over. Obviously, going into the half, Alabama up 16. But I never saw people picking this. This was probably the dream scenario for Alabama, this specific first-round matchup. I'm not talking St. Mary's, Grand Canyon, but this specific first-round matchup outside this pod in Spokane in itself, Alabama wasn't going to lose this game. I mean, this is like comparing Coke to Diet Coke. This is what it was. Alabama has better athletes, better scores. Mark Sears goes for 30, 9 for 13. Alabama's a team, shot 60% from the field, 56.5% from three-point range. Free throws tonight weren't great for them. They've traditionally been around an 82% free throw shooting team for the season. They're 64.9% tonight. Wasn't great. 24 for 37. May come back to haunt them a little bit in the second round, but tonight it is what it is. Rebounds, Charleston out-rebounds Alabama 42-34. If Alabama rebounded in the first half, they'd have been up by 25. Remember, at halftime, Charleston had 13 second chance points. Now Alabama was up 16. Just cut that in half. Alabama was easily up 20-plus points at halftime. I would say that's the only thing. You were really disappointed in Alabama. People who wake up, didn't watch this game completely, they're going to be like, oh, Alabama, again, gave up 96, 95, 90-plus points. Yeah, when they weren't really locked in and they were playing the walk-ons is really when that happened. But I thought overall Alabama's defensive game plan, their intensity was really there. They had some fouls, but I even like the intensity. I think it was Estrada or Wright Cell got it one time, and it was like, okay, you can live with that. It's aggressiveness that you haven't seen in a while. I thought Alabama played pretty well defensively. The only thing I would say is really just rebounded initially within the first 10 minutes, and I thought it got better. And then free throw percentage, again, shooting 64%. They as a team have been better all year than that. I expect that to change in their next matchup. But overall, people got to forget, Alabama started 4 guards and Grant Nelson at the 5. This was Alabama's first time having Rylan Griffin, Latrell Wright-Cell, Aaron Estrada's had a back injury. Sears has played a lot of minutes as well as Estrada since Rylan Griffin and Latrell Wright-Cell have been in and out of the lineup the past month. This is the first time they've had all those guys not on a minutes restriction since that Texas A&M game when Alabama put up over 100, actually donned those uniforms they wore tonight for the first time, the retro uniforms, and played one of their better games of the season. This was the Alabama's best game in the last month. Is it because they had all 4 of their guards in without a minutes restriction? Possibly. Was it a great matchup? Possibly. Probably 2 things could be true at once. So I thought that was fantastic from that standpoint. But Alabama, most complete game in a month. You really like that. Yeah, heading into Sunday's matchup, you got to feel a little good about it. I know they don't know who their opponent is. They're waiting to see, again, the matchup St. Mary's or Grand Canyon. Just initial thoughts on that, looking ahead to Alabama's second-round matchup on Sunday. You'll get the game time here well after midnight. If it's St. Mary's, like Vegas says and the seeding says, it'll be total contrast of styles. Probably one of the more interesting games on Sunday, one of the more interesting games of the second round completely, including tomorrow's game. St. Mary's plays a very slow, efficient style. Alabama likes to get up and down. That game's going to come down to who flexes its muscles and forces their game on the other team. That's what it'll come down to. If it's St. Mary's, again, I'm not totally out of the realm. My bracket's been back and forth this week between Grand Canyon because Grand Canyon has some legit guys in the front court that I think could cause some Alabama some problems as well in this matchup. Looking at the box score again, I like to talk a little bit more of opinion than box score, but just going through it, I mean, Alabama didn't let too many guys go off. I mean, how many got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But now Alabama let 6 guys for Charleston go double digits. I mean, nothing big, but nobody went over 20. For Alabama, you had Mark Sears, 30 points, just an efficient night for him. Really nothing from Grant Nelson, though. Nothing from Grant Nelson. That'll be interesting. Wright Cell, 17 points. Went out a little bit with it. Looked like he took a shot to the nose. Went in, it didn't come out at half, but he was starting in the second half. So Alabama was fine there. Thought Aaron Estrada had a pretty effective night, 6 for 14 from the field, 1 for 4 from 3. But it's overall, he had 7 rebounds, 8 assists. I thought he had a pretty good night there. Alabama's front court is what it is. You're not going to see a lot of them. But Alabama's best shooting night in a while. They hadn't done that either. But again, it's because they hadn't had their four guards all playing without minute restrictions for the season. So just looking ahead a little bit, it just really depends on the matchup here. I can't tell you that really without seeing who wins the St. Mary's Grand Canyon game. But you like where Alabama is. You like where Alabama is going into that matchup now. But just previewing that, thought Alabama's best game they've played in a month since that Texas A&M home game. I forget the exact date, but since that Texas A&M home game before Latrell Wrightsell went out in concussion protocol. So if you're Alabama, you kind of like either matchup Sunday. They're going to play well. They're going to play well again. But Alabama feel like they've only played two games in about 2 weeks, getting their legs back underneath them, playing at their pace, controlling that defense looked a good night. Again, remember the box score readers are going to see 96 points given up against Charleston. What Charleston shoot? Let's go back to the team stats real fast before I get you out of here. The team stats, Charleston shot 41% as a team and 30% from three. It's normally not like them. Again, Alabama, if you actually watch the game from start to finish, all 40 minutes, I like the defensive game plan. I like the intensity. I like they brought it up. Again, rebounding first 10 minutes has to get better, free throw shooting. But if you're an Alabama fan, you got to feel good rolling into Sunday against either team. St. Mary's or Grand Canyon. But again, I'm your host, Dave Shoemate. Appreciate you joining us here. SEC, a little rough start, but you had Alabama and Texas A&M both picking up the slack here at the end for the evening. You got Tennessee, see if they can get something done, advance to the Sweet 16 tomorrow. But again, this is the SEC Unfiltered platform. We're going to continue to give all the March Madness coverage as long as the SEC is in it. I can see a little bit of a run going on here. And then you also have second weekend of SEC baseball. Had a couple of rainouts. And then we have all things spring SEC football as well. But if you like this content, please like, subscribe, hit your notification bell. You don't want to miss any of it. It's SEC content 24/7, 365. You have a fantastic evening.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.